news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. European Union leaders have opened a day of emergency summit talks on Ukraine following President Trump's suspension of all aid to the country. A draft of an executive order obtained by ABC News shows the president has directed Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of closing the U.S. Department of Education as soon as this week. Elon Musk meeting with Republicans on Capitol Hill about the firings of thousands of federal employees afterwards.
Mr. Musk, what was your message in there to House Republicans?
You know, there's a lot of opportunity to improve expenditures in the government.
Another major storm across parts of the Midwest and the South.
Torrential rain and powerful thunderstorms slamming the I-95 corridor. Outside Charlotte, multiple buildings torn apart by a confirmed EF1 tornado with 90-mile-an-hour winds. Families in North Texas and outside Oklahoma City cleaning up.
That's ABC Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News. Mohammad Sharifullah, the man accused of facilitating the deadly Abbey Gate bombing in Afghanistan that happened as U.S. troops were pulling out, making a court appearance in Washington. ABC's Alex Mallon was there.
He walked in. He was in a blue getup. He did not have his legs or hands shackled. He was surrounded by three very large U.S. marshals who stood at attention, watching him very intently the entire time. He had an interpreter. The judge essentially just read him his constitutional rights. He is now a criminal defendant in the U.S. justice system. He is afforded the same constitutional rights that any criminal defendant in the system is afforded.
Sharifullah believed to be a member of the terror group ISIS-K. Football practice has begun at the University of North Carolina with new coach Bill Belichick at the helm. The 72-year-old who won six Super Bowls with the New England Patriots has said he wants to build a mini NFL model at the collegiate level at UNC. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi friends, it's Kim from Vintage Roast Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up and catering. At Vintage Roast, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoastBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers radio network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it nine straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by seven. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously, when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F-word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance. The world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to around 20 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, 35, 38 Saturday. We're back to the 40s to 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Maggie Dawn.
Mark Hutt's newest hole has dropped. We'll be joined at 2 p.m. by Dr. Charles Franklin to discuss what Wisconsinites know about the candidates for the Supreme Court and what are our opinions about Elon.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I want to, how do they say it if somebody's like in a hurricane area and they go on internet or on Facebook, declare myself safe?
Yes.
Declare myself safe from yesterday's storm. And the UP, what did they get
the
hit?
The UP did.
Oh!
Yeah. We had a little bit of, I don't know, it wasn't that bad. Do you think?
Roads were bad yesterday.
Roads, yeah.
Highway 41 was closed because of a bad accident.
Really?
For a while.
Oh my God.
Oh,
this was
good.
Terrible.
Did not see that.
This by the Freedom exit.
I believe about that heading area south.
Oh. They said the name of the road, Larry Road or something.
I wasn't sure
which
what that was.
I never heard of that. But by R, I believe it was, that exit, for like Freedom there.
Yeah.
A semi jackknifed. I think it was, somebody help us out here. Give us a report. I think it was a few hours that some people were backed up. Wow. Yeah, it looked really bad. Did you see that video nationwide, though? That semi driving in Kansas, driving right down the highway, and just like a Tonka truck just goes completely over. I mean, some of those areas down there, Nebraska, Iowa, horrific. But then it's going to be 55 degrees in a couple of days.
Maybe they have to, if a storm, if the wind gets over, you know, 30, 35, because that was an empty truck, I'm sure.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just went right over.
Well, yeah, well, think about that.
I mean, we've all talked about, we've all made that drive through Kansas, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is as
open.
Wow. I mean, that wind could come down from Canada, literally. There's nothing in the way to stop it.
Right.
But it was bad. Hey, anybody out there, if you know, or maybe we'll cover the news stations or something, how long was 41 South closed?
It opened up at 6 p.m. last night.
Okay.
Wow.
So how long do you think it was down?
At least 6 hours, maybe.
Wow.
I think, I mean, I don't have all the details.
Yeah.
But.
And that rerouting, there's not a good reroute for those exits. I mean, it's frontage roads. It takes forever if there's an accident to get back on the highway. So,
you know what they should do? You know what they should come up with? I could make so much money if I could not even invent this. It's technology that's been used in World War II. And even in modern day, the Army Corps of Engineers have those, you know, the big on flatbed trucks, and they bring out these portable bridges. They kind of unfold them. There's a name for them, okay, that they use. And they carry them on the back of trucks, and then they haul them out, and they're portable bridges. Should have something like that to go through the median when you have a backup like that, and then they can go into the other ones. You know, we have some traffic people out there.
So they go head on with the other cars?
Yeah, and then you
can. Good idea.
You got to go around, you know, obviously. I mean, it's all controlled. It's all supervised. But you got these, you know, these little bridges, these portable bridges. There's a name for them. Pontoon bridges. That's the name, pontoon bridges. You bring out some pontoon bridges.
And the
you
other
put those across.
Okay, yeah, maybe that could work.
And then you get, you know, traffic cops obviously on the other side. You know, big warning lights and stuff.
And you change it from one way to two way.
No, they're still going to have to go down somewhere else, but at least you can find some other roundabout road. But if you're sitting in the middle of track, you got 50 cars ahead of you, 50 cars behind you, you ain't going nowhere, right?
What I would do is I would take them across the median into the other lane.
And right.
There's three lanes of traffic going north, right? And then the one lane you close and make that.
No, things could happen. Too many moving parts, Jim. Which one of us minored in college in civil engineering?
I think Todd, because it wasn't you and it wasn't me.
I can see Todd do that. He would actually do his homework.
I'm just thinking if you're like a cop and you're trying to clear the area and investigate, detour. Ugh,
but it would be just crawling traffic. I don't know. But you want to move because sitting for 2 hours, sitting for 6 hours.
Huh? At two?
I'm just saying in
at
general.
At two, Todd?
Maybe.
Right.
That's the only thing I remember from that whole thing with Sister Wilfrida teaching us about Mark Anthony and which call and the hemlock. At two, Caesar.
At two, Brutus.
At two, Brutus. Yeah.
Well,
that's the only thing I remember from Sister Wilfrida.
My idea on when we came up with this big infrastructure stimulus.
Yeah.
It was to take, you know, because everybody's going, you know, from three lanes to five lanes or two lanes to four lanes. You know, that's
Appleton,
what it was.
That's still controversial in Appleton.
No, I think
I saw a story last night about that. Yeah. About the four lane with the turn thing.
Yeah.
They say when the PAC lets out, the congestion is really, really bad.
So what are they proposing there?
Well, I mean, it's too late. They already did
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lombardi's the only one with a signalized light. Everything else is roundabouts off of 41.
Why isn't that a roundabout?
Don't you remember that? We had a state senator say, I don't want drunks driving through a roundabout after the game.
You serious?
I'm like,
because they want them driving through stop signs after a game?
No kidding.
Does that make life better?
I swear to God.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
But they lobbied
whoever
for
that was.
They lobbied for the stoplight, and that's the only one on 41.
Unreal.
Don't you remember that? That was a big deal.
I don't pay a lot of attention to politics at all.
Anyway,
I'm sorry about that.
That's why I was wondering if College Avenue was lobbying for that too.
Oh, yeah.
But that is kind of a light there. That's not really. But they're proposed. That's going to be a roundabout or what?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, that's.
The guy from Victoria's was against it. A guy from another store was for it. So whatever.
And the PAC.
Can I be honest with you? I didn't pay that close attention.
Gee, I'm shocked.
Tuesday to you.
Thursday
to you.
Okay. I just want to say that I want to get back to my brilliant idea. When they were proposing all this road money for widening roads, I'm like, look, instead of going to five lanes, go to three lanes for cars and one dedicated lane for trucks. Because trucks are the ones that throw off so much water in the spring. Can't see.
This is no lie.
And then they,
Todd?
This jackknife thing. Now, maybe the car caused it.
No, hold that thought. We got to tell Todd something. We have been, since Halloween?
I don't know what you're going
to. We've been
about.
Chastised. We've been insulted. We've been humiliated about missing the exit sign to Oshkosh.
Okay.
Why do we miss the exit sign to Oshkosh?
Couldn't see it.
Why couldn't we see it?
No lights.
And what else? The trucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
It was a rainy morning. Mm-hmm. Really? And the trucks would blow by. And you could, the windshield wipers couldn't even keep up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a bad day to ride, to drive.
Yeah.
They got it cleared up. We got to Fond du Lac. Just past Fond du Lac, cleared.
But
we could see where we were.
John, 47 miles from Milwaukee.
We could see we're almost in Port Washington.
But if there would be dedicated truck lanes, then that wouldn't have happened.
Don't some states have that? I thought they did.
They have rails next to it where the trucks get on the train and then they go.
I'm all for that, a truck lane. I think
so. Like parts of southern Illinois. And I look, there are a lot of trucks on the road.
Ooh. And God bless them, man. They're
me too.
Delivering the goods.
Well, no, we
all the respect. Oh, it's Trucker Thursday.
Yeah.
Right. So one.
Okay, I got to hold that thought one more time. I found a radio station. Have you ever found a radio station where it's like, I'm never switching off this radio station.
WGBW.
Mm-hmm. Besides that, though,
yeah.
I heard. I got Sirius. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Sirius. And I found
Sirius.
I never know which one that is. Sirius.
I thought it was Sirius.
Sirius XM.
Okay. So Sirius. I found Outlaw Country Station. Okay. Mm-hmm. Guess what song they were playing yesterday as I was driving.
Phantom 309.
How did you know that?
I just guessed.
How did you know that?
Sometimes, John, we're on the same wavelength.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, sometimes you're pretty
just from that one song, I'm not switching this station ever again.
Good.
Wow.
Okay. It's called Outlaw Country.
Yes!
Music that won't be fenced in.
Yes! Yeah. Thank you.
I kind of like that.
I'm sorry. Continue your thought.
Same admiration for truckers.
Yeah.
I mean, that... And, you know, one third of everything that's is in transit.
Think about that.
Think about all the stuff that's made: canned goods, snowblowers. One third of that stuff is in transit.
One of our very first shows we did, we had the Port Authority guy, I think.
Oh, Dean. Some,
what was that?
That was 900.
It was amazing. With as far as the ships that come
takes
in
900 trucks off the road.
Takes 900 trucks off the. That's incredible.
We made that into a trivia contest.
Like one ship, right? Mm-hmm.
And it's
amazing.
Actually cheaper. Obviously safer.
You know, I've never seen the inside of one of those. I'd love to see one of those big cargo ships, like the hold. You know, see what that's like.
I'm sure they would give you a tour.
I would love. I've never been on a big ship. And they used to say in the paper, actually they used to say on the news growing up in Marquette County, they would announce when ore boats were coming in. Because people would go there and they would just line up
absolutely.
And watch these ore boats come in. And they'd pull it right up on the big thing where the big chutes come down to load the iron ore and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like people would stand there with their cameras.
Oh,
that was like a big event.
Love to do that. On my cruise I'm going on, because I'm a little worried about boredom, I signed up for a tour of the ship.
Yeah, I would in a heartbeat.
You know, something
that'd be like the first thing I would
see
do.
Like the,
see where that one almost capsized over in like New Zealand?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell Donna.
I know. She listening?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Probably wasn't your cruise line.
Oh, no.
I'm sure not. No.
Then did you see the other guy? One of the Spice Girls? No, not the Spice Girls. The, I bet you wish your girlfriend was hot like me.
Okay.
I bet
Pussy
you wish.
Cat dolls?
Yes. One of the girls, and her boyfriend on one of the ships, he fell overboard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long fall. Did he die?
You haven't found him. Yeah.
And
so I
like
you concrete. Sure you want to do this?
Anyway,
Jim's not going to sleep for the next 2 weeks.
Thanks, no.
Well, you're always the one getting on me because I miss things in the news. Didn't you see that?
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
You're on that like me all the time.
I don't read what the Spice Girls boyfriends do.
I do, Jim.
I just don't
They're
care.
People too.
They are. All right.
Wow.
You're right. This is, you talk about that, what was the tagline you just said?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot as me?
No, you said something else that I liked.
Won't be fenced in?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a very cool tagline. We have a guest coming. How do you like this?
The what did I say? That won't be fenced
in? No, that's the tagline for Sirius XM.
Oh, Sirius XM. Yeah.
Country that won't be fenced in.
Oh,
I think that's a really.
It's awesome.
That's a cool tagline. We have the brain center.
You could be a DJ in that station.
I know.
But.
You'd have to have a different name. Can't be Todd.
But we have the Brain Center coming in today, you know?
Yes.
And their line is, take charge of your brain. It's kind of a big deal.
Oh, I like that.
So do I. So when he said the fenced in thing, I thought, yeah,
I'll tell you what,
those taglines can make or break you.
I was just going to say that. You know what the biggest tagline was in the whole war against drugs? It wasn't just say no.
What was it?
This is your brain, on drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
This is your brain on drugs.
That got more money donated to the whatever who it was for than any other thing.
I just know that that company that's my McDonald's gone. That did not work.
I'd love to know where those people ended up, and they have to bring their resume portfolio.
Yeah, what you work on?
Oh, that was you, huh? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep this on file.
We'll call you.
The kiss of death will keep your resume on file. No, they won't. We're going to set a quick break. Coach Kayla, UW Green Bay women's basketball coach, heading to big things. Back up this.
Yeah, I'm semi-crazy. I got to be half nuts. They keep running up and down the road.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And let me tell you, being a mom is tiresome. And you need a break. So take one at Mom Prom on Saturday, March 8th at the Hilton Paper Valley Hotel from 7 till 10 p.m. Grab those old prom dresses, homecoming dresses. Heck, there's somebody with a pile of bridesmaid dresses somewhere. And have fun and let loose. You could even get named prom queen. It may be called Mom Prom, but it's open to all ladies 21 and over. So head to WGBW.FM, click events, and find out more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
I'm happy gear jamming, coffee drinking, truck driving, food. I might have a little shimmy in this Cracker Box Jimmy, but I ain't never cracked up yet. The more I try to make a buck in this beat-up truck, the more semi-crazy I get.
Hey, welcome back, yeah, Trucker Thursday. Man, felt for you men and women driving those roads yesterday, but it's all over, right, Todd, pretty much?
Oh, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, we'll start warming up. Yep.
Okay. I actually got a text last night. Is this your birthday St. Patrick's Day storm?
Yeah.
I think I went 3 years in a row when I was a little kid. You want to talk about heartbreak of birthday parties being canceled, or the kids get there and then the storms get so bad the moms have to come and pick them up and take them. 3 years in a row we had storms on St. Patrick's Day, like when I was 9, 10, and 11. Then I didn't have any more birthdays. Ruined. And that's, I think, one of the things that
scarred you.
Scarred me mentally.
No. Nobody likes me.
97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3. 96.
Actually, the big guy doesn't like me. That's scarier.
I know. Oh, I thought that. I always thought.
Good Catholic boy like you.
Okay, I'm not even joking. I always felt like I had a little cloud over my head ever since I did that one dumb thing.
Drank the wine?
Nope. Took that kid's money out of the.
Collect? No. Yeah.
I told you that story.
I don't know. I don't know that I know this one.
I think I'd remember that one. You stole money out of the collection box?
No. Well, no. Well.
Yes.
Yes and no. There was this kid that was the biggest bully in our school. Ended up going to prison. Biggest bully in our school. Like you can't believe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Couple years older than me, but just one of those guys. He was exactly like Scott Farkas in Christmas Story. Yeah. Yellow teeth. I swear to God, he had yellow teeth and his miserable toady, Grover Dill. Okay, so he's like that. So it was a candle thing.
Oh.
It was like you put a nickel in.
$2?
Okay, a nickel.
Nickel. All right, fine.
But a nickel was a nickel back then. Nickel is probably like 50 cents now.
Yes.
Okay. And he did not deserve a special attention.
Well, that was your decision?
Yeah.
How do you know he wasn't repenting for being a bully and
I could see
looking
it.
To turn his life around? Mm. And he put that in there and he lit a candle.
Yeah.
Did he kneel down?
Yeah.
Oh, John, I can't believe you did that.
I can't either. That's what I'm saying. But here's the deal.
Jim and I slowly back away in case there's lightning. Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing.
Wow. Okay.
Here's the thing. I didn't think God really knew how bad this kid was. I think he kid a lot.
There you go.
So,
he'll like hearing that.
Okay, but here's the deal. I didn't reach in to the coin thing and take it out.
How'd you fish it out?
The coin thing was full and half it was still sticking out.
And you could have, you had two choices. You could push it in.
It wouldn't. It could go in because it was full. It was full.
No, it wasn't. You could have found, okay, or you could pull it out.
I pulled it out.
Wow.
And I bought a pack of baseball cards.
Oh, man.
Wow. And I always, when bad things would happen, I always wondered if that was.
If that was it?
That was it.
I that could have been the start.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
A lot
did you
of
tell anyone?
Have done
did
that.
You go? Did you go to your pastor and confess? Did you go into like that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Told the whole story.
I don't believe you did.
Right down to every detail. even told you who I got in that pack of cards.
I wonder what he would have probably told you to put in double that and, you know, three Hail Marys or something. He would have let you off pretty light because you're a kid. What, you're 12?
Yeah.
You said? Yeah.
No, I was even younger. I bet I was 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got text here for Brian. You are fine, John. God was giving it back. Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
God
much.
Put the guy in prison for you. Yeah. You know? I mean, come on. Come on. What are you? You're getting greedy,
That's
John.
That's a true story. Yeah. Went to prison.
I'm just not to dwell on that, but we've talked about early childhood development and how much you can tell about a kid when they're in fourth grade. Somebody could have said that.
My sister was a patrol girl. They used to have to ride the school buses after school, keep kids. And he was in like first grade or something. And she was like, "We can't control one kid. Like we can't control him."
I know what you mean. Yep.
In the first grade, she said that this guy's gonna be trouble, and he always was. I mean, just happens.
And conversely, some brainy kid goes on to be there's something you can tell about. It's not when everybody starts looking at kids, in high school. Are they going to graduate? Where are they going to be? It's like, why can't we look at them when they're, let them make decisions. But, I'm just saying, that doesn't surprise me. If this kid was a bully and knocking the little kids around and then he ends up in prison.
Believe. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you could look a little bit deeper. I don't get into it, but probably family background wasn't as structured as maybe like yours.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got another text here in support of that. It was well worth it, Mino, if it was a Willie Horton baseball card. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Give him a bell for that one, John. Thank you very much.
I'm sure he was looking down, and what did Johnny get for that card?
You got a Willie Horton, huh? All right, I'll give him a break. I'm a big Willie fan. So happy Thursday to you. 27 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 24 in Oshkosh. Forecast today, partly sunny, high of 38. That will feel really nice.
It's great. The snow, that might take this because there's not much snow. I mean,
no. I got a question for you. Yeah. I was thinking about this yesterday. So, let's say on your street, okay, you got your sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
How big of an area are you responsible for clearing, like a day like yesterday?
Well, the whole sidewalk.
Is it 60 feet, did you say one time? For your boundaries, like the sidewalk. Like, you're not going to do your neighbors.
Well, the lot line.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so what I'm saying is, what if you're on vacation and a storm like that hits? And somebody's walking there and they slip and they break their hip or something. Are you responsible for that?
Yeah. I mean, whether you're on vacation or not, no. That has nothing to do with it. Get a kid to shovel it or neighbor or somebody.
What if you're in the hospital?
Call your nephew. I don't know, John. I don't know. I have the answers to that. All I know is that when you buy your property, even though it's the city's sidewalk, you're responsible for keeping that clean, as well as the apron for the driveway. That's...
So if somebody slips on that and falls and gets hurt, you would be responsible.
Well, I think they would probably, they're not going to blame the city. Okay. Well, look at that accident.
I know.
I'm just saying you are responsible.
I'm just doing, you know what I'm doing?
I will say this.
Like when I was an attorney, okay?
When you were an attorney.
As an attorney. Back it up.
We missed that, right? Just let it go.
Okay?
We're running out of time.
These pre-interview things. There was a term for it. I can't remember. But anyway.
I just want to say, John, in defense of the... property owner, there's a time period too. I mean, people, I think it's, I don't think it's a real long time.
I think it's 24.
Can we play courtroom here? Jim's in the witness chair. I'm defending a person
that slipped.
Okay. All right. How much time we got?
30 seconds.
Oh, man.
Plenty.
I can't even introduce myself in 30 seconds.
All right. We'll take this up.
We're doing it.
I might be right.
Kayla, we got Kayla. But we'll have some time at 10:02. You're going into the box.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I like it there.
Good luck. You got Perry Mason coming after you. You got Ironside coming
after
you.
I'm going to start crying. All right. I'm going to break down.
Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
By the time spring planting is happening in Wisconsin, farmers could start feeling the pinch on petrol. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's because Canada is by far the U.S.'s number one supplier when it comes to crude oil. Now that tariffs are in effect on Canadian energy to the tune of 10%, Patrick Dehan with Gas Buddy says farmers may see an escalated price at the pumps, per se, when spring planting starts.
Well, a lot of what Canada sends us at 4.5 million barrels of oil per day, Canada is the largest source of crude oil imported in the United States. And a lot of what we use here in the Midwest has been fed by Canadian oil through U.S.-based refineries. So a good portion of what you may be farming with in agro-consumption, as well as things like gasoline and jet fuel, is derived from that Canadian crude oil. The 4.5 million barrels a day that flows through much of the United States Midwest.
Patrick Dehan with Gas Buddy. He says the idea that the United States can support itself overnight is just not going to work with our current infrastructure. What about biofuels? He said, yes, there may be an opportunity here, but again, that solution not happening overnight. What is happening in overnight activity as far as markets are concerned? Looking a little stronger. Numbers are next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. In overnight trade this morning, right now December corn's unchanged at 447. November beans are up 6 at 1015. July wheat right now up a penny at 563. Barrel cheese dropped another 2.5 cents yesterday at 170.5. 40-pound block cheese gained a penny, 161.5, and AA butter gained back 3.25 cents to 228.25 per pound on the close yesterday. That's just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand on a Thursday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to around 20 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, 35, 38 Saturday. We're back to the 40s to 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. While Mother Nature is playing fast and loose with winter weather, people are still trying to get a little ice fishing done. Tom Drzwicki, the owner of Bayside Ice and Marine Rescue, says in the last week he's had approximately 10 jobs rescuing people or vehicles that have fallen through the ice.
This is classic honeycomb ice, so just because you have ice thickness doesn't mean it's good ice. You have stronger ice early in the year, an inch and a half will out-support a foot of ice right now.
Drzwicki said honeycombed ice forms when rain or warmer temperatures cause melting and weaknesses in the ice layer. He says staying safe on the ice means paying attention to the conditions. Two people were killed and another is in critical condition today after an accident in Calumet County Wednesday night. Calumet sheriff's officials say they were called to the two-vehicle crash on State Highway 3257 in Charleston. Officials believe a pickup traveling south was hit head-on by an SUV traveling north. The driver of the pickup was a 73-year-old New Holstein man. He and his 70-year-old female passenger, also from New Holstein, died from their injuries. A 57-year-old Chilton woman was the driver of the SUV, and she remains in critical condition. The accident is still under investigation. The former Lakewood fire chief was convicted of 7 counts, including identity theft, theft in a business setting, and forgery on Wednesday. 42-year-old Christopher Thompson pleaded no contest to the charges connected to the theft of over $100,000 over a 3-year period from the Lakewood Fire Department Association, of which Thompson was also the treasurer. Thompson will be sentenced on May 5th. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton, of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. We are very, very happy to have the head coach of your UW Green Bay women's basketball team, a team that is flying high, Coach Kayla. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll just start with congratulations. I mean, this is awesome what you're doing.
We're just sitting back and watching what you guys are doing.
I this goes without saying, but you're feeling the love, right, from the community, how excited everybody is?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and it goes to show with the crowd that we had last Saturday for Senior Day and really the game that we needed to win a conference championship, and we had over 3,500 people in the building. Wow. It was, you know, amazing, and it was like exactly the energy that we needed during certain points in the game. So, we feel the love. That's what makes this place so special.
Is that a home record, 3,500?
So it actually, the building holds 4,000. We have a couple of sellouts in our history. So it's not quite the record, but it's been the biggest crowd post-COVID. You know, that's been across the country. That's been one of the hardest things for people is to get crowds back to what they used to be. So that's a huge accomplishment because it hasn't been that way in a long time.
You know, I know the philosophy out there, and I'm not just saying with you or Coach Boriseth or any of the other Coach Bowler, all the different coaches you had, Coach Carroll, everything, but there's never been a, how do I put this? Winning a conference, going to the NCAA tournament has never been the end all. you guys, it's like, this is great, but then you guys get focused right away. That's almost been a mantra out there. Like, take your 24 hours to celebrate or whatever, and then we're right back to the grindstone. Versus some teams, and that's why I even thought, okay, I'm a huge fan of Caitlin Clark. Love her. I don't miss a game. But when that team, you know, made it to the playoffs and everybody's going crazy celebrating, she was the only one that wasn't. Because she had that mindset of, okay, we're just beginning here going into the playoffs. You guys at Green Bay have always been that way, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. You know, I think you're exactly right. I think sometimes you finish the regular season and you think, okay, we did it. And I think there's a lot of teams that would rest on that and think, we're good now. We can just coast. And I love that there's a lot of really cool videos out from recapping last Saturday on our social media. But one of my favorite ones is when the team themselves get together, and this is like 5 minutes after the game had just ended, overtime game, super intense game, that they accomplished an amazing feat, winning conference championship. And one of our players, you can't even tell who, in the middle of the huddle is saying, we're not done yet.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's just like a super proud moment because you start a brand new season now with the conference tournament. So you're right. You give them 24 hours and go enjoy it and celebrate because you need to. And it's a huge accomplishment to come ready to play night in and night out when you're getting everybody's best shot. But now we have to go win three more games in a row to go accomplish our next feat. And so you can't rest because everybody's coming for you once more.
You know, you talk about it's a new season. You know, the playoffs are here. Do you change your any traditions? You change the meal? You change time? Are you prepared differently?
Okay, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Hey, hang on a second, Coach Kayla. Obviously, you've never seen the movie Bull Durham.
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Well, big thing in there, you don't bleep with a streak. Whatever socks you wore, you wear those socks. Whatever you did, whatever you had for breakfast, you have that for breakfast.
I'm just telling you.
Go ahead, Coach.
You keep everything the same, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We feel the same way. I think at this point in the season, you're doing what you do already so well. So to think that you're going to reinvent the wheel or add a completely new defense. I mean, I know that there's teams out there that do that, but we just feel like we are so confident in what we already do and so established that right now you are just cleaning things up or you're tweaking things or maybe you're adding a special situation play. But you want your kids to be really confident and you want them to be feeling really good about everything that they do. And if everything has been really good up until this point, then I think the less you change, the better.
Yeah.
As a player, you guys could celebrate in a certain way. As a coach, you have a different mindset, I would assume. What is that? Because you're not that far away from being a very, very competitive player on the court versus this whole other very, very important, incredibly important role. What are the differences in regards to celebrating and a feeling that you'd have at this time of year in the month of March while you're still moving on?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different. I was actually laughing at that because I remembered as a player that especially that night and even the next day, you're with your teammates and you're enjoying it and you're having fun and you should, and the players totally should. And now my life just looks different. So I have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old and my husband. And so I'm with my extended family and then they leave, you know, they came over to the house afterwards and all the grandparents. And once they left, then I put my kids to bed and then kind of have a quiet night at home. And then later on at night, I pull out my laptop and I start just rewatching the film. And my husband and I are talking about what happened in the game and what we can clean up. And so you're enjoying it. You're just sort of doing it a different way. And your mindset you can't help but think this is not done yet. And so how do we have to keep getting better? Because every single day, that's been our mantra. So life looks a little different now. It's not bad or it's not worse. It's just different.
Coach Kayla Carius, head coach, UW Green Bay women's basketball, regular season conference champs heading into the conference tournament.
I thought when Johnny was asking about, do you celebrate differently than the team? It's like, you're over 21 and they're not.
Yeah.
Well, I think I may have seen.
Well, we have 7 seniors that are 5th and 6th year, so we actually have a few that are.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, you do. You're right.
I don't mean to sound like a creepy guy, but I may have seen Kayla and some of her teammates celebrating back in the day at certain establishments. Yeah. We won't talk about those days, huh, Kayla?
No comment.
So this is obviously the games get a little bit tougher, but so does school, right? I mean, we're heading into finals, and that balance, they can handle all this. There's a lot going on right now, UWGB.
Yeah, I think that's what the amazing thing is about college athletics, and especially our young women. They are so studious, and they take care of what they need to get done in the classroom. And I think the fall semester is always so tricky because you're into new classes, and then you're starting your season, so there can be a ton of travel right away, especially in the non-conference. We don't play close to home in the non-conference, and we've tried to, but we've really had to. We've been forced to get out and play further away. So with more travel, you're missing more school, and yet our team comes away in the fall with a 3.83 team GPA, 3.83 as a team. And we've got six of our seven seniors are in master's classes. So this is not easy what they're doing. Right now it's same deal. We have already been talking to them about you need to constantly be talking to your professors and preparing them for, hopefully the goal is to take care of business tonight, and that's the first thing. And then we may be missing school again next week. And I think our players are just in a really good spot with that. I think they take care of what they need to. These young women know that there's a career waiting on the other side of that diploma. So they do a really good job with balancing it all.
Hey, I know they got a career in business or whatever on the other side, but you played professionally for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I pretty much, when I left Green Bay, I just had the itch to keep playing. And I think that was maybe our final NCAA tournament run and just how exciting it all was and me thinking, I'm not ready to give this up. And so I had the opportunity to go play in Europe, and I ended up staying for 4 years and played in different places every time. But every place was really unique. I was in Belgium, I was in Luxembourg, and then I was in Germany. And every place, like, just different lifestyles and different practices with, different team culture, different coaches, of course. You get to live in their culture and you get to learn their language and travel around. And I went to 15 plus countries and I had the most amazing experience. So sometimes the basketball was really fun. Sometimes the basketball was not so fun, but then the travel part of it was great. And just, you can't ever replace the life experience you get to just live on your own in a different country. You just really get to figure out yourself and you get to grow as a person and gain a lot more confidence, and because there is nobody else you can rely on. And I would encourage all my current players to think about it and go check it out. There's more opportunities overseas for young women than there are in the WNBA because it's just smaller and it's really competitive. So there's a lot more opportunity to continue playing and just totally expand your world and your thinking. You just appreciate what you have, especially in the Green Bay program. I don't think I've truly felt that appreciation until I got away from here and realized it's not like this everywhere.
That's awesome. And I would advise that on so many levels, not just basketball. I think kids, Johnny,
study abroad.
Right. To take advantage of that stuff.
In Czechoslovakia was the greatest year of his life.
Right. We had a number of students on here, and some, I guys get concerned about the brain drain, people leaving, but it's okay. I mean, just come back.
Yeah, like Kayla did.
like you did. So.
Hey, Kayla, our final couple of things here. I just want, we can't overshadow or can't understate 3.83 team cumulative GPA. That's got to be tops of the nation, right?
Right. So at the end of the school year, they'll take both semesters. We actually have to submit paperwork into the WBCA, and they actually take all of that from every school, and they rank the top 25 team GPAs for the whole year. So last year in the spring, we were named the sixth best in the whole country. Wow. We were 3.76, and I think we missed fifth place by like 0.02. I mean, we were right there with the tops in the country. So it's been our team's goal ever since then to get definitely back into the top five. Actually, four times we've been academic national champions. And so that would be the ultimate goal. And I can't say enough. We have so many kids in master's classes and difficult majors, and they're continuing to do this. So it's really impressive. I think they're more than just basketball players. And I think you come to appreciate they're great students and they're great in our community. You watch them after the game and they're high-fiving all these little kids and signing autographs. And I just think they're great citizens of the community. And I think they're going to turn into amazing leaders one day.
That comes from you. That's so great.
But it comes from you, but it also comes from the philosophy of the history of Green Bay women's basketball. Wouldn't you agree, Kayla?
Yeah, definitely. I don't ever make this about me. I mean, I'm a product of this program, too.
Right.
And everything that I learned along the way was from this. And it's about our culture. And it continues year after year that we recruit young women who care about their academics and who want to do well. And then when they come in here, they're just basically looking around going, we're on a road trip and everybody has their books out and their laptops out. okay, I better get to work because everybody else is getting to work. You just iron sharpens iron in that way. So we recruit that way, and then we continue to emphasize it and support them in whatever they need academic-wise. We tell them how important it is. And I think that that's the culture. That's just continued on. It you know, started with Carol Hammerly, like you mentioned back in the day. Kevin continued it. Matt continued it. Kevin came back and continued it. And I'm just doing my best to keep that going, too.
Tell us what's going on right now. What's next?
Okay, what's next is we play tonight.
Yep.
We play Oakland at 7 p.m., so we have the one seed in the tournament. Oakland is the 10 seed, and now it is, of course, win or go home. So we would love to see everybody out at the Crest Center tonight at 7 o'clock. This is your final chance to see this team at a home game because after the plan is to go ahead and win this game, and when we do, the winner goes on to Indianapolis, and they will host the semifinals and the finals in the conference championship. So, and then our goal is obviously to get to the postseason at the highest level. So
Coach,
this is your final chance to see amazing
we're there.
young women go to work on the basketball court. So
Coach,
come out and see you.
Coach Kendall, you're awesome at Sheboygan in high school. You're awesome at GB, and you're awesome as a coach. Best of luck. Thank you for being here.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillman Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Air.
Night and day, I can't complain. They treat me fine. Meet them by the
Kitty Wells?
Is it Kitty Wells?
Kitty Wells. You got it. There you go. Man, I love that era of music. I if I could go back in time, I'd be in some, like I said, a little honky-tonk in Northeast Texas, drinking Lone Star beer, knocking back some Wild Turkey,
right,
and just listening to Kitty Wells. Then go out in my rig, take her on down the road, Jack. Yep. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'm nummy.
Coming through. So, okay, can we play Trial?
That Kayla's, oh yeah.
Kayla's amazing. She's, you know, unbelievable.
So I was going to say when we ran out of time.
Hey, let me just say this though. Talk about a brain drain. Keep her here, Green Bay, because I guarantee you think there every other school in the country that's not winning, who maybe have academic problems, they look at what she's done.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the Green Bay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody could say, okay, we're going to give you $2 million.
Right.
What do you do?
Right. And she was talking about feeling bad for the students and that they... Okay, we'll do this. All right, I'll get back to that.
No, go ahead.
No, she's talking about the students and how difficult it is for them with finals and stuff. And she's got this 1-year-old, 5-year-old,
right?
And I'm like, I was going to say, does the school get you a nanny if you make the playoffs? Because that's unbelievable work she's going through right now.
I know.
Wow. I give her a lot of credit for balancing her life too.
Okay. So you're on the witness stand.
Yep.
I am I'm the guy. Okay, so anyway, I'm the other attorney. Okay. Can't think if I'm prosecuting.
Am I an attorney or am I not?
No, you're mayor. You're
okay,
the mayor.
Okay. Have at it.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, we had quite a storm here the other day, and I noticed some people out there shoveling their walks. Mm-hmm. Other walks that still look pretty icy and snow-covered. Mm-hmm. Is that an issue in this city under your jurisdiction?
Yes.
Why? Why is that?
Because sidewalks need to be cleared in 24 hours, and if they don't clear them, we will.
Okay.
But we're going to charge them.
Okay, so the homeowner is responsible for safe walkways.
The homeowner is for clearing their sidewalks.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If somebody
slips... He's going to talk about the cakes.
If somebody slips and falls, you have no idea. May I continue, Your
all
Honor?
Right, right,
may
sorry, I? Sorry. Don't put words in his mouth.
Overruled. Right. Thank you, Your Honor. Or, no.
Sustained.
Okay.
Sustained, that's what he wants.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Thus, what you're trying to do is prevent injuries for our citizens using our public sidewalks, correct?
No, yeah, I prevent injuries with stop
it's
signs
a yes
and
or no,
traffic.
Sir.
Yeah,
it's a yes or no. The reason you want
answer the question, please.
Well, what is it? That ask me a
you
question.
You feel homeowners are responsible for safety on the sidewalks in front of their property? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So
caveat,
So, ice and snow, are they the only factors that could make a person possibly slip and fall because of the condition on the sidewalk in front of their house?
Obstructions, branches.
Anything else?
Bricks.
Bricks. Whose responsibility is the actual slab of the sidewalk, sir? Is that the homeowner's responsibility?
The cake. Those are called cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And
where
they separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the earth does move cement, sir, and I don't think it's the property owner that moved that hunk of cement.
Well, if their tree did, it's their responsibility. The roots are the ones that push that up.
Did they plant those trees, sir?
This is not fictitious. This happens all the time.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Turn it over to the jury.
Do you?
Yeah.
It is your responsibility. We will come out
but
and
then
replace the cakes,
but we're going to
charge you.
Why would you charge a person if it's your sidewalk? You own that sidewalk.
We do.
Okay. Then why, if it's damaged through no fault of the homeowner, is the homeowner responsible for that?
All right, we can talk about that, but...
Because the whole thing is a scam. Let's just put it out there, right?
That's what I'm getting at.
Call the lawyer.
We just got a text. Oh, Jim sounds like a hostile witness.
Thank you. All right.
Is it responsible to rezone a sidewalk?
No.
No?
I mean, rezoning a sidewalk for what? It's your house. To whom?
Well, what I'm saying is, why can't you make it so it's not that homeowner's responsibility?
Really? John, we must have hundreds of miles of sidewalks, and we're going to get city staff to do that. You think your taxes are high now? I mean, who's going to?
I don't.
They're not going to shovel it for free.
I don't. I. Whatever.
That's why people
get a bunch of guys on Huber.
That.
They do it like you do for the Packer games.
So that development on the east side.
$10 an hour.
That development on the east side. So what's in front of that area? It's part of a recreational trail. Who's responsible for clearing recreational trails? The city. Neighbors didn't want it. They're like, okay, we're okay with people in front of or through this area, but it's going to be a trail, not a sidewalk.
You know what?
I don't know if I agreed with that. I have to look.
Todd?
Yes, sir.
Did you make your decision? Where's Dougley? This is Dougley Welding.
But you're
Rusty
saying,
is breathing the defendants out right now. Rusty had the greatest job in showbiz.
He didn't do it. Yeah. what was the point of that?
Why should the homeowners be responsible if somebody slips and falls because they didn't clear their sidewalk, but the city's not responsible if somebody trips and falls because of the sidewalk has bowed?
I don't know that we concluded that. I have to look at this. Let me just. We're going to break, aren't we? Let me look at this.
Not soon enough, are we?
He's going to go to his chamber.
First time he's ever said, let's go to break. We have to go to break.
I don't want to be wrong on this one.
All right. We've got Kelsey O'Donnell Mothy Brain Center of Green Bay, the third annual brain awareness event.
She's been on here before.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
This is very awesome.
Yep.
What did you say their catchphrase was again?
Yeah, I just love what they have in here. It's called Take Charge of Your Brain. It's kind of a big deal.
Love that. We'll be back with Kelsey right after this.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Civic Media's own Todd Alba. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna joins me in the studio. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi friends, it's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, saying it's time to give education back to the states. The Trump administration is getting ready to dismantle the Department of Education. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says an executive order is expected as soon as today.
Most funding for public schools already is at the state and local level, but the department does oversee billions of dollars in funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools, manages about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. It also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid through Pell Grants or FAFSA, for example.
Elon Musk met with congressional Republicans last night on Capitol Hill, trying to further explain the work his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out, including the mass firings of thousands of federal employees. European Union leaders beginning a day of emergency talks on beefing up their own security and providing more security to Ukraine now that President Trump has halted all funding to Ukraine. This is ABC News. New defense.